For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 23 years at CBS, CEO Les Moonves is leaving, effective immediately. His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. L.A. Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing, and in one case went to the Los Angeles Police Department. She said that Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves' final severance payout. CBS says $20 million is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A new report suggests a top federal agency may be understaffed, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
A report claiming the EPA's lost around 1,600 employees in the 18 months since President Trump took office. The Washington Post report is 400 people were hired over that period, but still the agency's employment is at its lowest point since the 1980s. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says, though, the focus is on quality hires and not total staffing levels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence's winds have strengthened to 85 miles per hour. Meteorologist Tom Sater says the water is hot enough.
So that's going to be fuel for the system to really fire up and possibly strengthen overnight tonight to a major category. That's Category 3, 4, or possibly 5. That's not out of the realm here.
Florence could make landfall on the southeast coast late Thursday or Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A girl in Mississippi is crowned homecoming queen. Then she scores big with the football team. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
It was quite the Friday night for Kaylee Foster, a senior at Ocean Springs High School in Mississippi. First, she was crowned homecoming queen during halftime. Then she kicked the game-winning extra point to beat the George County Rebels. Foster says her teammates were confident she could pull it off.
Jack King, the holder, he looks at me and he's like, "It's okay, Kaylee, like just kick it like you always do, like it's okay." And the next thing I know, like everyone is like right there.
The extra point gave Ocean Springs a 13-12 overtime win. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Firefighters achieved first containment on a fast-moving wildfire in California on Sunday, according to officials. The Delta Fire was 5% contained after nearly doubling in size since Friday to 40,000 acres as 2,300 fire personnel worked to contain the blaze. Mandatory evacuations for residents along Interstate 5 corridor from Exit 707 at Valmers to Exit 714 at Gibson also remain in effect. According to CAL FIRE, two single-family residences and two combination residential and commercial buildings have been destroyed. California's largest freeway, Interstate 5, still remains closed after 3 days. CHP and other organizations are discussing when they can reopen it.